Hi, welcome to another Saints Happy Hour quick shot. This week's topic
with good audio.
With good audio, we're doing Skype. We're going high class. Don't remember to donate so you can keep it this way. This week's topic: who deserves a contract extension first, Snead or Vaccaro? I was arguing with people on Galveston while I was drinking margaritas and stuff by the pool. Andrew, my worry with Vaccaro is he's a nice player. He does a bunch of stuff really well, but he hasn't been really good in back-to-back years. He's a pretty good player on a crap defense. He's failed a drug test. I'm not afraid to lose him because I think you can go out in free agency and get a safety that's 75 to 80% of what he does, whereas when you had Fairley, his 6.5 sacks in the inter, you couldn't replace that. So, like, if you lose Fairley, you're definitely going backwards as a defense. Vaccaro, if some team wants to pay him $10 million a year for 4 years, like, okay, good luck, gut buddy. Like, I just, like, I don't see it, and I don't see this like, oh my God, we got it. We got to sign Vaccaro. He's a leader. We can't, you know, we got to keep the good players we have. Like, I just, like, Vaccaro, I'm not afraid to lose him.
I think, yeah, I wish I could argue with you and disagree because I think it'd make for a better 10-minute segment. But I do agree with you. And I think Vaccaro, some fans love him. I feel like there's a portion of the fan base that loves Vaccaro. And I think it has a lot to do with how good he could be and not really what he's done yet.
Yeah.
You know, and I do think it's because he's kind of good at everything. He's good against the run. He can blitz a little. He can cover. He can play the high safety. So his versatility as a player, I get the appeal. But I think it's important to look at, first of all, both contract situations. With Willie Snead, you've got a guy that has an exclusive rights tender.
And has never made any money.
Never made any money.
NFL.
We're talking about $600,000. And, you know, if the Saints forced him to play on that, I mean, he's obviously way outperformed that.
That's like
so
below minimum wage in the NFL.
Yeah, so he would have to decide, like, he couldn't go anywhere else. So he had to have to decide, like, do I sit out and not play?
No, you can't do that because you got to get
you
the
can't
clock.
Do that.
You got to keep the clock moving.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Saints could force him. And then next year he would have to be a restricted free agent. So theoretically, the Saints could force him for the next 2 years to play way under his value.
Yeah,
but
you can't
do
that.
He'd be pissed.
Yeah,
he'd be furious.
You can't do that because he might suck it up and do it. But it's like any other job, man. People know, like the locker room, they'll be like, they're fucking Willie Snead. They know.
Yeah.
Like players know. So, I mean, like to me, Willie Snead contract is a little bit easier because he wants to get paid. The Saints want to, you know, get some security where they get his really good potential free agent years under contract. So I think Willie Snead is more likely to get done because you can strike a balance. And Willie Snead's like, I got to get paid, man.
He also hasn't had like an 1,000-yard season yet. And he's got good stats, but he doesn't have great stats. So I feel like you can probably, in this day and age, like $4 million a year for a receiver like that is not much. And, you know, you can probably get him to sign a 4-year, $16 million deal. And that would be great value, I think, for Willie Snead.
I think Willie Snead would want a little more. Like I think he'd want a contract where he's like, look, if I hit certain numbers, this $4 million is gonna go to 8.
I could totally see it having incentives, but
yeah.
You got to remember, Ralph, the alternative is the Saints force him to play at minimum wage for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
So they have a huge bargaining chip and that they could be assholes about this. Now, I don't want them to be, and I don't think they should. But I think in negotiations when, you know, you're outplaying, you're basically an exclusive rights free agent and then you'd be a restricted free agent the following year, that's 2 years where you could be making basically a little over $1 million.
Well, if Willie Snead exploded this year and say went to 1,100 yards or something or 1,200 yards, they could put the tender on him next year. They could put the first round tender on him and he'd make the Malcolm Butler $4 million.
Right.
So
I
mean, I just think if I had to bet, I think Willie Snead gets done before Vaccaro.
Yeah, this is kind of counter to what I normally argue, which is that, look, the defense can't afford to go backwards. they have to move forwards. And so, you know, I've kind of always been in the business of saying, like, we can't lose guys that are actually playing well in this defense because mm-hmm. they're so few and far between. So we got to hang on to what's good and build on top of that. But I actually think Willie Snead is more critical than Vaccaro to this roster. I think, first of all, you've lost Brandon Cooks. So I think now Snead is one of your most reliable playmakers on offense. He's young. And I think, you know, both off and on and off the field, he's respected. He's well-liked. I think he's a piece of the puzzle, clearly, for a long time to come. And so that's a guy that you want to lock down. With Vaccaro, to me, he hasn't produced on the field like Snead has. I think, you know, he's been injured. He's failed drug tests. Now, there's been moments of promise, moments where you're like, oh, my God, this guy can be amazing. Benched. Yeah, he got benched once. So he's kind of had an up-and-down career. I still think Vaccaro could be a great player. I really believe that. But the Saints also have Marcus Williams, who they drafted, and they also have Von Bell. And Von Bell does a lot of things kind of similar to Vaccaro.
Yeah.
So, you know, if Marcus Williams is a rookie, kind of shows us that he's a beast, and Von Bell makes a big leap in year two, then all of a sudden Vaccaro's value on this roster is like, drops pretty significantly.
And then you know, here's the thing, though. I guess my question to you is, if the Saints say they give Snead whatever deal, if they, you know, pay him between $4 and $6 million for 4 years, and they don't mm-hmm. and they don't extend Vaccaro, right? Vaccaro's he's not gonna hold out. He's gonna play, obviously. What are the odds in your mind that Vaccaro just explodes in 2017 in a good way, and mm-hmm. and is like, when the free agent list comes out in 2018, he's at the top of the list, and the Saints are either.
It's definitely possible. I think he's that good, but I think there's been too many question marks with him where you have to see what happens. There's too many guys on the roster that can replace him. And Rafael Bush is a guy that's back, and he's pretty good. You know, he's a guy that the Saints could easily re-sign him to a one-year deal mm-hmm. next year. You know, and he would cost a fraction of what Vaccaro would cost. So, you know, there are already three safeties deep without Vaccaro, you know, with Williams, Bell, and Bush, that I think are capable NFL players, and two of them are only going to get better. So, you know, I really have to see how this year plays out. You know, if Williams kind of feels like a bust, I don't think this is going to happen, but if Williams, let's say Williams gets injured,
yeah.
you know, and so he's a big question mark. And Von Bell kind of doesn't really make that year two leap, and he kind of regresses, and he's not feeling great, and we're feeling like Rafael Bush is finished, and Vaccaro plays, like you mentioned, just lights out. Well, then boom, you franchise him. You got to. You got to hang mm-hmm. on to him if you know. And so if he fails another drug test, or he gets banged up, or, you know, he kind of just gives you another season of this, like, oh, he could be so awesome, but he hasn't been great. And you've got promising young guys in Williams and Bell, and then you can just re-sign Bush to another one-year deal. I wouldn't spend, you know, $6-7 million a year on a guy like Kenny Vaccaro, who I think is going to demand a big contract. So,
yeah, well, I mean,
I think you've got to let this year play out. I don't think you give him an offer now. I think you wait.
Well, I mean, Mark Barron he was like a safety linebacker kind of combo for the Rams. I mean, he got 5 years, $45 million, which people are like, that's the contract.
That's grossly overpaid.
I'm like, the Rams did something dumb. The Saints, you cannot do something dumb in life and be okay. But 20 seconds left. Prediction: one, both, or neither get extended during or before camp.
I don't know if it'll happen before camp, but definitely before regular season, Willie Snead's deal will be done. I hope that it will be done in the next month, but I really believe that he'll be signed to a 3 or 4 year deal. It'll still give him a chance to go get a big contract after the end of it, but I think it gets done. And my prediction with Vaccaro is they're going to ride it out. They're going to ride out this season on this final year of his deal, see how things play out, and then make a decision based on that.
Yep, that's my prediction. They're going to ride it out. And remember...
I don't think the Saints have decided. I really don't think the Saints are like, have decided, yes, we're letting him walk. And I don't think they've decided, yes, we need to keep him. I really think it's all going to depend on how this year plays out.
Yeah. So that does it for Quick Shot. Until next time, goodbye.